Massachusetts U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren faced her Republican challenger, State Representative Jeff Deal, in Springfield last night in the second of three scheduled debates. Last night's affair was marked by Deal's support of President Trump, Warren's White House ambitions, and interruptions by the supporters of the independent candidate for U.S. Senate, who was denied admission to the debate. New England Public Radio's Sean Tian reports.
As the two candidates answered questions on topics from gun control to infrastructure, both consistently circled back to their main attack lines for each other. Here's Warren's.
The big question is, are we going to send somebody to Washington to cheer on Donald Trump?
And for Deal?
My opponent is fixated on Donald Trump. She's fixated on the White House and not your house.
President Trump did come up a fair amount. Deal was the Massachusetts chairman for his campaign in 2016, and Warren has said she may try to challenge Trump in 2020. At various points, Warren rehashed Trump's controversial statements and noted that Deal has not publicly criticized those comments.
Who's going to support that kind of ugliness that turns Americans against Americans, that turns people against people, that says if there's a problem in your life, it's their fault? That's what Donald Trump and his campaign chair, Mr. Deal, both support.
Deal deflected.
Senator Warren, Donald Trump's not here in Massachusetts, and when you're campaigning around the country all the time, neither are you.
Warren and Trump have often nipped at each other on Twitter, including recently after Warren released DNA test results suggesting Native American ancestry. Trump has repeatedly criticized Warren, alleging she falsely claimed minority status on professional documents. Asked why she took the DNA test after previously declining to,
"Because I am an open book, and it's all out there, it's on the internet, anybody can take a look."
Deal, however, said the issue of Warren's claimed ancestry calls her integrity into question.
"I don't care whether you think you benefited or not from that claim. It's the fact that you tried to benefit from that claim that I think bothers a lot of people."
Both Warren and Deal said they're in favor of high-speed rail service connecting Springfield to Boston. The issue is a constant in Western Mass, and nearly all politicians campaigning here say they support it in some form. Deal said he thinks a market-based approach would be best.
"We're currently having a tough time affording the rail system we have, so maybe we look at private partnerships to get rail back out here. That's how this country and this state first started, private industry."
According to Warren, an infrastructure bill in Congress could provide money for the rail service, as well as broadband internet service in the Berkshires.
"And we could do that, except for the fact that the Republicans, Mr. Deal, Donald Trump, have given away $1.5 trillion to billionaires and giant corporations."
Warren was referencing a tax bill passed under President Trump last year. Rhetoric in the debate was sharp, but Warren and Deal stuck to their time limits and didn't bring a lot of drama to the debate. That was Shiva Iyedare's department. Here he is with police officers outside the studios.
"Let me call my attorney up, okay?"
"Okay, go ahead.
Let me call my
attorney. But why don't you do it from the overflow room and not here?
Iyedare is an independent candidate for Warren's seat and was not invited to the debate because of his low polling numbers. But that didn't stop several of his supporters from interrupting the debate.
"In Washington. Excuse me, I'll remind you, sir, that we've asked you to be quiet."
Police escorted at least four people from the room, handcuffing at least three of them. Iyedare will appear on the ballot, but will again not be included in a final debate between Warren and Deal, which is scheduled for October 30th. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Sean Tian in Springfield.